What better today, friend? Welcome to the Advantage Joy at Work podcast. I'm thrilled that you've joined me here as I help marketplace leaders unstuck their true potential to thrive in life and leadership, to build successful, sustainable business with collaborative, high-performance teams and joy at work with practical, neuroscience-based advantage guides and coaching. If you need an outside voice with a fresh perspective to challenge and empower you, your team, or business to a new level of performance and engagement, then let's talk now. Joy, happiness, and pleasure in your brain. It's not all doom and gloom in the brain. There's the positive aspects of eustress. And on the flip side of fear, anxiety, and depression, we can feel pleasure, happiness, and joy. If you ask most people, they'll tell you that their goal in life is to be happy. Indeed, the US Declaration of Independence considers the pursuit of happiness to be an unalienable right. But there's a problem. If I ask you to think about what is happiness, what are you thinking about? Well, the chances are you're thinking about things that give you pleasure and having more of those things. These are, by definition, temporal. Aristotle referred to this as hedonia, which is happiness as pleasure. Eudaimonia, on the other hand, is happiness as personal fulfillment. Eudaimonia, happiness and joy, is process-based, whereas hedonia, pleasure, is outcome-based. Eudaimonia is intrinsic, hedonia, extrinsic. Happiness and joy, you're inspired to act. Pleasure, you're motivated to act. Eudaimonia leads to fulfillment. Hedonia leads to satisfaction. Let's begin with a quick reminder about the six essential human needs, and then examining the important differences between the three states, pleasure, happiness, and joy. Everyone shares six essential human needs that drive our behaviour to satisfy those needs. When those needs are not being met or they are threatened, our fear, stress, and anxiety response kicks in. The more basic the need, usually, the more pressing our response. For example, freedom needs were being threatened across the globe throughout the COVID pandemic by well-intentioned authorities. At first, your response, like most people, was accepting such limitations on your freedom as justified and for the greater good. Notice how they appealed to your need to belong and transcend and care for others. As the weeks and months passed, with further restrictions being imposed, your freeze, flight, and fight response kicked in. Some of you kept your heads down and stayed quiet until the danger passed. Others, with the means, ran off to other countries with fewer restrictions. Others fought against the restrictions, risking arrest, fines, and worse. In a moment, we'll see how these more basic needs are the key areas of our hedonic pleasures in life. We'll also see how our higher needs are areas of eudaimonic happiness and joy. Pleasure. Pleasure is visceral. When we enjoy taking something from outside of ourselves, like taking pleasure in eating, having a good massage, or receiving an encouraging message from a friend, pleasure is short-lived and it's experienced alone. Pleasure can be addictive and may also be achieved through the use of substances. Pleasure is tied to the neurotransmitter dopamine, which fires motivation and desire. The dopamine pathway includes five areas of receptors in your brain. And on the show notes and on the video, you can see these five receptors and where they originate. Happiness. Happiness is ethereal, circumstantial, outward expression, and usually involves us giving or serving others, like volunteering to help a charity, organising community events, giving money to someone in need. Happiness is longer term and experienced in social groups. Happiness is not addictive, and it cannot be achieved through the use of substances. Happiness is tied to the neurotransmitter serotonin, which regulates your mood and general well-being. The serotonin pathways touch at least 14 receptor areas in the brain. And again, have a look at the show notes or the video to see those. Joy. Joy is an ethereal state of mind. It is a choice you make in spite of your circumstances, often manifest as encouraging, giving, and serving others. As a choice, joy is always available to you, that overflows to your social groups. It may be addictive, and similar feelings may be achieved through the use of substances, though only for self and not for others. Joy is linked to the neurotransmitter serotonin, as happiness, and anandamide, an endocannabinoid fatty acid, which binds to the cannabis CB1 receptors of the brain. These receptors are throughout the brain, in the cortex, cerebellum, hippocampus, and basal ganglia, and throughout the body. The timeline of pleasure, happiness, and joy. Again, as I was researching this, like in the fear, anxiety, and depression areas, I began to notice a difference in the tense that people use when considering each facet of these phenomena. Pleasure is in the past. The event has already occurred. I am now reacting to the event. I ate something tasty. I enjoyed it. Happiness is in the present. The event is taking place right now, and I am responding or reacting to it right now. Joy. Joy is in the future. The event is in the future. I am reacting to or anticipating it now. And there's another joy, which is future and ongoing. The event is now and in the future. I am choosing to respond appropriately now. So here's a nice insight for you. Pleasure, happiness, and especially joy appear to be the flip side of fear, stress, anxiety, and depression. In timeline and in a response. It is both difficult to feel pleasure or happiness when you are fearful or stressed, and it's difficult to feel fear, stress, anxiety, or depressed when you are filled with happiness or joy. Is there a switch in the brain that will help us do just that? Well, yes, there is. We refer this locus of control as choosing to be at cause or at effect, and that is what we're going to discuss in the next Advantage Guidepost. I'm Dr. John Kenworthy, and it's been my pleasure to share this Joy at Work Advantage Guide with you today. Thank you for joining me and supporting my work. Remember, if you ever think that you might benefit from an outside voice with a fresh perspective to challenge and empower you, your team or your organisation to a new level of performance and engagement, then let's talk now. You can follow the link at my website, joyatwork.coach. And if you know someone you know would benefit from this Joy at Work guide, please share this with them either by sharing the podcast link, or if you're listening on the Joy at Work website, it's even easier to just click the share button.